Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. We are concluding and being somet gula tefillah right before the Amida to connect and create that bond between Geula, Gaal, Yisrael, and the beginning of tefillah. Why is one promised muvtach shel olam haba? Why is one promised entrance into the world to come? Why does the Gemara say one who is somet gula tefillah is protected from harm all day? We discussed the inside of the Gra, the inside of Revolba. I'll tell you one more. The Yaros Dvash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. He says the reason is, Kosomech Geula Litfila. If a person connects Geula to Tfila, we're not talking about the physical Geula. We're not talking about physical freedom or liberty. We're not talking about physical redemption. When we talk about Somech Geula, we mean, what was the reason Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? He didn't redeem us to become some secular political entity, to give us physical freedom. He took us out to go from Avadim of Paro to be Avadim, to serve and to be on a mission to serve Him. So the Geula is an existential Geula. The Geula is a definitional. The Geula was a transformation in our character, in our personality, in our service of Hashem, to see ourselves, our core identity, to be of service to Him, to follow His Torah HaKadosha. When a person taps into the Geula, not just the physical liberty of the fact that Hashem physically redeemed us, that we have a history of His answering our tefillos, and therefore He's the right address for our future tefillos, but rather when a person focuses on the spiritual geula and then takes that identity, takes that transformation, takes that reminder of who we are and what we're meant to be, and tefillah now pours that into a connection with Him to submit and surrender to Hashem, then you're muvtach that you're a ben olam haba. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says, if you understand this way, then you understand Chazal were not promising you that if you're somet gula tefillah, no harm can come to you. We know, sadly, there are many people who daven beautifully with a lot of kavana, who are somet gula tefillah in the morning, and unfortunately, tragically, harm comes to them during the day. So what does it mean? What is that promise? Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, mitzvah goreres mitzvah. The promise is not to be protected from physical harm. It means spiritually, if you get the day started right, spiritually, if we focus and tune in on what real geula is, and then we channel and manifest that in a heartfelt tefillah, then mitzvah goreres mitzvah. That will accumulate. That is something that will grow. And therefore, we're promised not to be protected from a physical harm, but from a spiritual. So we're talking about the halacha. You're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to have any interruption between geula and tefillah. What is the shir? What is the measure? You shouldn't wait. According to the Mishneh Berurah, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Omari, according to the Pri Chadash, a little bit longer than that. What about answering Amen after Gaal Yisrael? So the Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Yud Aleph writes, Tzarech Lismoch Geula L'Tfilah V'Layafsik B'Neim. You have to create a connection, a bond. Don't wait, and don't create an interruption with time, even silence, and don't interrupt with a response. Afilu Amen Achar Gaal Yisrael, says the Mechaber, you can't even answer Amen to the Baruch of Gal Yisrael. V'lo v'shem pasuk, chutz me Hashem esvasai tivtach. It's not the time to introduce Tehillim. Don't start uttering or reciting any other tefillah. You say Gal Yisrael, immediately, three steps forward, and the Amidah. The Ramah disagrees. Yeshomim shemutal anos amen al Gal Yisrael. The Ramah says it is permissible v'chei noagin, and that is the Ashkenazi practice. So here we have a fundamental machlokas. Svardim are strict not to answer Amen after the Chazan's Bracha Gal Yisrael. Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, there's no problem. Amen is an extension of the theme of the Bracha of Geula. It does not detract or take away. It's not an interruption between Geula and Tefillah. What about any other interruption? You finish Gal Yisrael, and from the neighboring minyan, you're at the Kotel, you're in the Shtibel, you hear Kaddish, you hear Kedusha, you hear Barchu. Can you answer and interrupt? Here the Ashkenazim and Sfardim, Machaber Ramah both agree, you may not. Once you say Gal Yisrael, can't accept to get an aliyah, can't answer Kaddish, Kedusha, or Barchu. You have to be Somech Gula L'Tfilah and begin the Amida immediately. So is it that simple? We paskin, Sfardim don't answer Amen, and Ashkenazim do answer Amen? It's not so simple. Because even the Ashkenazi position is tried to fulfill according to all the opinions. We spoke about it, we have a similar halacha at the end of Avar Abba, the bracha right before Shema, where we have a similar machlokas, Machaber Ramah, can you or can't you answer Amen? And a suggestion is put forth. Not there, but here with Gal Yisrael. The suggestion is endorsed by Rav Chaim Kanievsky and by others, Rav Ephraim, who say, let the Chazan very quietly say Gal Yisrael. So in many shuls, you'll hear the chazan taper off. The chazan who boldly and proudly and loudly has been leading the whole tefillah and will resume that decibel level for Chazaras HaShatz, all of a sudden the chazan loses his voice for the bracha of Gal Yisrael. Baruch Ata Hashem. Silence. Quiet. What happened to the Gal Yisrael? So some suggest, Chaim Kanevsky writes, it's a beautiful minhag, that that's a way to fulfill both. You're not presented with the problem of whether to answer Amen or not, because the bracha is not being recited. However, many object. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yashov, Rav Chaim Pincha Scheinberg, all object, and they disagree. They disagree. You should not say it quietly. They say, first of all, we don't find the solution any earlier. No earlier poskim endorse a practice to not be the chazan. The chazan is meant to recite the brachas out loud. In fact, Rav Henkin writes that the chazan's role is to say the brachas for those who can't or don't know it on their own. So for the chazan to go quiet, to go silent, what if there's someone there? Today we have a sitter. But before there was the sitter, if the chazan went silent on Gal Yisrael, a person there didn't know how to make that bracha, we failed that individual. So Rav Henkin, perhaps the strongest, the most vociferous, argues the chazan should not be quiet for the bracha of Gal Yisrael, that is in fact an improper practice. So what might be another suggestion how to fulfill all opinions? And here the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, and this is the same suggestion before Shema, to wait before the bracha. You may get a little bit ahead of the chazan when you stand up. Tilos lekelayon, shircha, michamocha. You can get a little bit ahead of the chazan, but at the bracha, stop and wait. And if you recite the bracha simultaneous to the chazan, can't answer amen to your own bracha. So the way out for the chazan to say Gal Yisrael out loud and simultaneously not be confronted with the challenge, question of whether to answer amen or not, is to simply synchronize to time your Gal Yisrael, your bracha, with the chazan, and you're able to avoid the issue or you're able to fulfill all opinions. To be clear for Ashkenazim, there's no requirement to fulfill all opinions. You can boldly answer Amen after Gal Yisrael. You can answer Amen. In fact, those who do answer Amen before Shema do so often loudly, so everyone knows that they know the halacha for Ashkenazim, which is that you're allowed to answer Amen before Shema. You can answer Amen, Gal Yisrael, but a person who wants to fulfill both, there is this custom, and it is quoted by Poskim, and that's why the Boker Haton Synagogue Guide for the Chazan, laminated and placed somewhere, hopefully, in this room, it does say, it instructs the chazan to make the bracha Gal Yisrael out loud. That is our practice, seems to be the practice.